We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Good Monday, everyone. Welcome in. The Iranian story is fascinating now. It's really taken a twist and turn. Why are these people in the streets? They will not walk on the... They paint everything in the streets to walk over. All the foot stuff that goes on there. You know, and it's a culture where I think you still throw shoes at people. That's the ultimate sign of disrespect. They're not walking on the ones with a picture of Trump or the flag. They're walking on the ones with a picture of the Supreme Leader. Yet that does not deter Nancy Pelosi. She was on with George Stephanopoulos, ABC, yesterday. Here's what she said, why these people are taking to the streets in Iran.
We're seeing now demonstrations in the streets of Iran against the regime. Do you support those protesters, and would it be a good thing if they brought the regime down?
Well, the protesters are protesting, as I understand it, this brand of protesters, about the fact that that plane went down. And many students were on that plane, and these are largely students in the street. I think the Iranians should have not had commercial flights going off when there
They're calling at the regime for lying. They're saying death to Khamenei as well.
No, well, whatever it is. But the fact is this, there were protesters in the streets before against the regime. After the taking out of Soleimani, there were protesters in the street joined together, as you know, against us. That wasn't good. Taking down this plane is a terrible, terrible tragedy. And they should be held accountable for letting commercial flights go at a time that was so dangerous. But there are different reasons why people are in the street. Of course, we would love to see the aspirations of the people of Iran realized with a better situation there. But escalating the situation, unless we've exhausted every other remedy.
Which we haven't?
Well, we don't know that. And if the first first action to be taken on the threat of... there are a lot of bad actors who are doing bad things and threatening bad things to us. We know that, Iran being one of them, and it being its proxies doing bad things to our interests throughout the world. But how do we deal with that in a way that calms rather than escalates?
I want to ask you.
My God, this is the best they have, right? So the Trump doctrine says very clearly, not like the Obama doctrine, you harm Americans, you are going to get it. No, we're not going to go to war and grant. We're not doing all the nonsense that you want to say. We're not talking to the goofy allies anymore. We're going to hit them. If they hit more, we're going to take out Soleimani. But apparently, I just think this is a huge news story, if true, that Trump gave the order it was okay to take out Soleimani 7 months ago. All that happened this time around is they gave him, moment to moment, we have a good shot at him, Mr. President. And I predict he said, do it. That's what happened. So that's even better that Trump saw this and said, of course, this is the guy you would take out. You got to be kidding me. 855-839-1210. In what universe does Nancy Pelosi have any kind of constituency? Now here, Dan, this will be cut 13. Here are Iranians really trying to prove the U.S. media wrong about what they were reporting about Soleimani.
Qasem Soleimani was no ordinary general. In Iran, he was a national hero.
He was a war hero, the commander of Iran's feared Quds Force.
A revered figure in Iran.
It's difficult to convey how revered he is in Iran.
I was trying to think of somebody, and I was thinking of De Gaulle.
Princess Diana died, for example. There was a huge emotional outpouring. These kinds of, Elvis Presley in our culture. It turns out that this general he killed was a beloved hero.
He's regarded as personally incredibly brave. The troops love him.
I have been in the midst of anti-American protests in Iran before, but nothing like this.
Thousands of mourners on the streets in Iran. weeping.
The crowds are massive and emotional. There are many tears here.
He is the, think of the French Foreign Legion, you know, if you will.
Smart, charismatic, ruthless, strategic, and bold. His power made Iranians proud.
Well, that doesn't appear to be what they're saying, what we see going on in the streets. Now, look, I can't definitively tell you, but the media, it's even worse what's going on the last couple of days with the covering of these protests and what Trump has masterfully played out during this. And they just still refuse to get the Trump doctrine. You harm Americans, you're going to get it. Yeah, but then you have to go to war. No, we don't. Who says that? I'm not going to war. But you're not going to harm Americans? Well, you got to go to war. Nope, I'm not going to do that. All right, let's go to the callers. Chuck is here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chuck, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Dom?
Good, Chuck.
Good to talk to you.
Same here.
Yeah, I was commenting about Elizabeth Warren and not wanting to build any new homes.
Well, yes.
I'm in the construction trades. And if we stop building new homes, how is she going to pay for all her liberal programs?
Well, they just continue to tax more, that's all, and print more money and inflation and just continue to take more dollars. It doesn't have to be rational. It's not a rational plan. These things are at cross purposes, to your point, but that doesn't stop them from enunciating them. And it doesn't stop them from going farther every day. Every month, there's a new boundary that they go to. That makes no sense.
But there isn't going to be any money to tax. You know, I mean, the economy runs on.
Well, that could be a problem, too. But it doesn't matter. It's the promise. I mean, Chuck, look at the two beautiful days we had. And I read you the quote of the day, this kid playing basketball saying it's a suspiciously nice day. That's how far this craze has gone on climate. So it doesn't matter if she can't do this, promising it and trying to do it. That's what they want.
People need to wake up.
Well, I think they'll. I mean, you're not going to be elected president saying in Pennsylvania you're going to ban fracking. You're not going to win Pennsylvania. So I pray that she is a nominee every day. She's the best shot for Trump easily. What is your dumbest idea ever?
Well, I don't know if it's considered the dumbest idea, but it certainly was for Hitler. I think Hitler invading Russia.
Yes. He didn't read his Napoleon Bonaparte. All right, that started us off. That's a pretty good one. Hitler invading Russia. Yeah, why not? They look like they're asleep over there. We'll just roll in. Well, what about the winter, Hitler? Come on now. You got to be careful. What about Stalingrad? What about they raised, I think, 5 million people, almost men, instantly in their army? What about Stalin? We're still going to do it. I got to do this. We can do all this stuff at once. All right. So far we have Dan's, which, and that's a great one. Hulk Hogan turning down the Foreman Grill. It would have been the Hulkster Grill. Would it have done as well? Probably not. George Foreman is very affable. Mine is either the driverless car or prohibition. How about yours?
You can't touch this.
All right, is it the pants? Is it the outfits? See, I kind of like Hammer Time, anything with time in it, because I like Dom Time. Dom Time goes back to Valley Forge right before the hostilities in the Iraq War that were going on. So it's a lot of years of Dom Time. Not as many, though. Today is apparently, or right around now, depending on where the record dropped, Hammer Time, 30 years.
I thought it was called Can't Touch This. I didn't know it was called Hammer Time.
Well, Hammer Time is the...
No, it's called You Can't Touch This.
Yeah, You Can't Touch This, but Hammer Time is the overall overriding thing that we remember, right?
Oh,
you Can't Touch This.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And this guy was just incredibly big. And once in a while, there's a revival. I don't know where he is today, but 30 years ago for that. Wow. All right, we have the Oscars dropping today, too. And I was telling somebody out here, Dan, on another station at our new palatial headquarters. It's sad because this used to be something we'd all look forward to. And then watching the Oscars, there are very few shared experiences where everybody's going to do something. And I get it. People are turned off because of the politics of it. But I'm seeing already the infighting for the Oscars this year. Five directors nominated. and all five are men. No women again. But Little Women is in there. You could try to kidnap me and take me to see Little Women, and I wouldn't do it. My other observation is I like The Irishman, but I really don't hope it wins anything. You know, it's overrated at this point. Parasite is the interesting thing. I heard one of our guys, Ray Dininger and Glenn Macnow, talking about it recently on WIP. I believe it's a Korean film, and there is a lot of twists to it. It's a little bit different, but it's the dark horse, I think, to win Film of the Year. But the buzz around this, Hollywood is just taking it away. What is it? Is it the politics? Is it how expensive it is to go to see a film? Is it that it's easier to wait to see it and other modalities? DiCaprio is up for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. You know my feelings on DiCaprio. And I get carried away because of the politics and a lot of other things. Wolf of Wall Street, he was brilliant. But a lot of stuff with DiCaprio, I don't see it. Did you see anything here, Dan, that you saw that you liked? I don't know how many films you saw.
No, the only thing that sticks out to me as interesting is Joaquin Phoenix's nomination for a superhero movie as the lead actor. Because I don't know if a superhero movie actor has ever gotten a lead actor nomination.
That's
in the Oscars.
Is that the Joker?
Yeah, as the Joker.
But is that a super, it's a different, it's not the dumb superhero type of thing. That's more in depth, right? The Joker.
I think it's more of a psychological kind of a movie.
See, I think that's why, Dan. That's a good observation. If this were just another one of Aquaman 46 or something, I got you. But I think this is deeper. Joker is much deeper, so I could see why that happened. I wonder, though, between the three of us, if we have any connection to even 8 or 10 of these films. You know, I think I've seen 4. And, of course, the most extensive, The Irishman, but and I like The Irishman, but just not De Niro and the aging stuff and all. Joe, is there anyone here that you saw that jumps out?
The one that really jumped out was Tom Hanks being nominated for Best Supporting Actor for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which was about Fred Rogers. And I saw that.
He is supporting actor.
I liked the movie marginally. I recommend it very marginally. I was disappointed because it was just so fictionalized. I was expecting, I like movies that are set in truth. Like, if you're going to make it about somebody, make it as real as you can.
I think it is set in truth.
No, but so the journalist, it's really about the journalist in the first place, which wouldn't be a problem, but they basically made up this journalist story. Like, I mean, the bare bones of it is true. And like the whole backstory with the journalist and his father, played by Chris Cooper.
Yes.
That's pretty much all fictionalized.
All right. I thought it was a great vehicle to exhibit what Mr. Rogers was all about.
Oh, I think so, too. But so, yes. I just wish the movie was probably more about Mr. Rogers. But
I hear you. I mean, some people objected. He wasn't married interracially. Why did they do that? And I think that's suspending your attention a little bit. All right. So we'll see throughout the morning. This used to be people had seen enough movies. They could talk about it. Now, sadly, it's another. All right, Dan, you say the only other time an individual was nominated for a superhero film was Heath Ledger for Dark Knight. See, I don't see that as a superhero film. In fact, Dark Knight is in my top 10 films of all time. And that quote at the end, "We will hunt him." I wish I could have to paraphrase it, but he can take it. All right.
It's fantastic
movie. Oh, that and the music and swells up. Yes.
And Heath Ledger won. He won Best Supporting Actor for that movie. But
yeah, he was tremendous. Yeah.
I can't find any other actors or actresses that have ever been nominated for a Oscar for their performance.
Well, that's a good thing. All right. Now, we promise. Let's play from Family Feud. This Family Feud Canada. Oh, Canada. This woman's asked a question on Family Feud, and I think it's for the win for 10 grand or something, about Popeye the Sailor Man. And something about what he eats. Here's how it sounded.
All right, no team has reached 300 points, which means we're going to sudden death. Give me Logan. Give me Eve. All right. Real simple. There's one question. Only one answer. Whoever gets it, you're playing for $10,000. That's it. Whoever guesses this wins the game. Here we go. Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Chicken!
spinach, Sherry.
Man, they get excited in the Canadian version of this. Wow. And the woman went, the way she enunciated chicken.
It's chicken!
Yeah, she actually did it like she's adding a little shtick to it, too, not just the answer.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.